This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jalen Brunson, your star point guard, getting some type of surgery, even if it's minor surgery, on your shooting hand, that could affect your game, affect how you shoot. It might take you longer to recover. So that was something that everybody wanted information on and updates on. Now, I could talk about it for days, but you know what? Better than me talking about it, I think it's better if you guys see it. So this is Jalen Brunson actually shooting again. As you see here, shooting that shot. Looks like it's going well. I'm going to mute it now. Let it keep going. Jalen Brunson, as you can see there, he's legitimately working on that shot, continuing to do it right now. I didn't expect him to be out of this recovery right now. According to the reports, he was supposed to be reevaluated, I think, in 6 to 8 months. But I guess the timeline for Jalen Brunson doesn't really matter right now, because for Jalen Brunson, he's in the gym already. He's shooting already. He already is at the free throw line getting up shots. Now, does that mean a lot? It doesn't really mean a lot to me, because he's not running and shooting yet. He's not doing his floaters yet. He's not doing everything that Jalen Brunson's going to do. However, Jalen Brunson actually shooting shots well before his estimated date that he has to go back to see doctors is very encouraging. That tells me that he's ready. He's focused. He's locked in. He's ready for next season, and he wants to make sure he has an impact. The only way to do that is to go through your offseason routine. Now, some players, they can't if they're injured. But Jalen Brunson, he said, listen, my wrist, my arm, it feels better. My left hand feels better than it's ever done before. Maybe he's lying to himself. Who knows? Either way, he's still getting up shots. He's still doing exactly what you want him to do. And honestly, what else do you expect from your leader in Jalen Brunson? If Jalen Brunson's told, come back and see us in 2 months, but he feels good after 1 month, he's the type of guy, in my opinion, that would start doing everything he could after that month to do everything in his power to come back and make sure he is that point guard that we need him to be, that superstar that we need him to be. So Jalen Brunson, he looks very, very good. Happy to see him back on the court. Happy to see him getting up shots again. And if anybody had any questions about Jalen, where he was in terms of his recovery, how he was doing, it looks like he's doing very well. He's getting up shots, and it looks like that hand is recovering great. So shout out to Jalen Brunson. I'm glad he's doing well. If you are glad that Jalen Brunson's doing well, smash that like button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And of course, smash that little heart button right there as well too, so I can see it pop up on my screen. It's always great to see that. I appreciate you guys. Scott Perry, former GM for the New York Knicks. He obviously was part of that organization for a very long time. He has a lot of comments about it, and I want to hear what he has to say. And sometimes his comments are good, sometimes it's bad, but he always keeps it real, I feel like. And recently on the Hoops Genius podcast, he was asked, basically, the Knicks made this deal. They gave up a lot of picks, a ton of picks for Mikal Bridges. Do you think it's worth it, Scott? Do you think this Knicks trade by New York to get Mikal Bridges on this team was worth it in the long run? And this is what he had to say. Shout out to Hoops Genius for giving us the following information and the following clip. Loading real quick.
But we've been watching the NBA draft. We've got a lot to talk about, because yesterday Scott and I taped an episode, and about 30 minutes after we finished taping, a huge trade was announced in the NBA.
Show you guys.
And it involved Scott's former team, the New York Knicks, and their crosstown rivals, the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets sent Mikal Bridges to the Knicks in exchange for Bogdanovich, 4 unprotected first-round picks, 25, 27, 29, and 31. A 2025 protected first-rounder rerouted from the Bucks, 28 unprotected pick swap, and a 2025 second-round pick.
It sounds like a
lot. A staggering amount of draft picks in exchange for Mikal Bridges.
Worth it.
Number one, this makes Chicago look even worse, that they couldn't even get one pick for Alex Caruso. Right. Number two, as Brooklyn...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have told Bridges that they were going to potentially trade him, and teams like the Houston Rockets and the Utah Jazz were interested. Mikal Bridges told the Brooklyn Nets he wants to go to New York to play with his college buddies from his Villanova team in DiVincenzo and Hart and Brunson. So he had all the leverage in the deal. So it's a little bit of an overpay, but the Knicks got the guy that they really wanted. Scott, what's your reaction to that trade?
Well, that's the key thing right there, Mo, is that they got the guy that they wanted. So for them, the cost wasn't too much. Now, you know,
wasn't.
In the grand scheme of things, yeah, you can look at it. Mikal Bridges has never been an all-star. So you gave up an awful lot of draft capital to go get him. But on the other hand, I really like the move for the Knicks because the guy fits in seamlessly. We talked about him going to play with his three other college teammates. He is a versatile defender who's going to, again, fit not only seamlessly with his former college teammates, but the organization as a whole. Coach Thibodeau's going to like the guy. You're getting the guy that can defend anywhere from the one position all the way up to the four position.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong there, is he? We do get a guy in Mikal Bridges. He can defend basically every position. He switches with OG Anunoby. That would look amazing. So I do agree with Scott Perry there. And he basically said exactly what I was going to say. The cost may look high, but if we look at it in terms of the Knicks, where they were in terms of roster construction, what they needed, and now their championship window, they have a 4 to 5 year window, if everybody stays healthy, to win a championship. That's why they made this trade. All the picks that they traded, and by the way, we're going to get to those picks. All the picks that they traded for Mikal Bridges, maybe besides that 2031 one, which I really don't like because it's so far away. But apart from that, all the other picks that they gave away, if the Knicks stay good and a playoff team, which I anticipate they're going to be, and likely an NBA Finals team each and every year for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, that means those picks are going to be in the 20s. I don't care about any picks in the 20s. Now, I'm not saying I don't care about drafting. I do care about drafting, and I do feel like the Knicks need to draft at any particular time that they can, because drafting players, no matter how good they are, you never know what their development's going to be. They could develop into very amazing, great players, but you'll never know unless you make those moves. So I don't want the Knicks to skip on drafts, but in this position that they were in, they clearly knew they needed another star on this roster to compete against the Boston Celtics and against other very good teams in the NBA. Other teams were going to get better. They needed to get better. They needed to make the right move, the right fit. Because if they overpaid and got a superstar, but maybe that superstar needs the ball in his hands to be impactful, You just overpaid for a superstar, you're paying him a lot of money, and now you're taking the ball out of Jalen Brunson's hands, out of Julius Randle's hands. And the ball in their hands, clearly it works because the Knicks are winning when they have the ball. So what do you need? You need to add a star that's a high-level defender, score when you need him to, and won't disrupt the chemistry or the offense that we have in Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle. Leon Rose knew that. He scoured the league, looked all around, and identified who that was. It was Mikal Bridges. And he made the deal. He made the trade. You can call it an overpay if you want to. But by making that deal, he has turned the Knicks into championship contenders. And if you ask anybody in New York, we wouldn't have it any other way. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knicks fans. And until next time, peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.